Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi, Queen.
Our big jumbo water bottles just cooling down the side.
I had 5 seconds, set it down, and it was like 3, 2, 1. Right on.
But welcome back to the pod this week. I'm so excited. We're like finally in the depths of summer. I feel like it is officially summer. It's warm. The sun's out. Summer travels, summer content. So just a good feeling. Yeah.
I feel like I've been in summer on Instagram land since literally March. So sometimes I'm like, wow, it's only July.
True.
So crazy, but I love it.
Yeah. Water. I feel like in San Diego too, like our summer extends so long. It extends to like October and sometimes even November, depending on the weather. It just stays so warm. So we have such a delayed summer here. So it's so nice to just be able to walk outside and feel the sunshine. We have a fun episode this week. We thought we would do kind of a more personal one this week so you guys can get to know us and we're not just like spitting information at you the entire episode. So we're going to do our summer favorites. We realized we hadn't done a favorites episode in a while, so this will be a good time to just update, share new things. I feel like the last one we did, I think, was winter. So I feel like it's definitely been some time where we have some updated new favorites to share. So that'll be this week's episode. But before we dive in, we have our updates and influences of the week. So with updates, did you get anything on the Amazon Prime sale?
Yes, I got 2 things. I feel like it came and went so fast. Like literally yesterday was the time I was like, okay, I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to put up my like sale picks. And then I was like, oh, it's literally ending tonight. So never mind. But I did order like 2 things. One was another Caudalie Vino Perfect Serum, but the jumbo size, like I didn't even know they had a jumbo size. And I just like forgot how expensive they were. Like truly, it was like over $100 for this jumbo size. And I was like, damn. And that was 20% off. So I haven't bought one in so long, either like just PR stuff or I literally stock up. Well, I stocked up last time I went to Europe at duty free because it's super cheap there too. So I remember last time I went, I literally got like 4, I want to say, and I just ran out. So I haven't bought one in so long and I'm like, dang, it's over $100. But I got that, the jumbo size. And then I also got, my sister influenced me actually. She was wearing these tank tops all she came back for a week and like the whole time she was like wearing the same tank tops in different colors. I'm like, what tank top is this? Like, it's so nice. I love a good staple tank top. And I guess they're Skims dupes and they're from Amazon. And I ordered like a bunch of those. So, and they were like, I think they're usually $40, which is kind of crazy for like an Amazon price. And but she said they're always kind of on sale, but this time they were super on sale and they were under 20. So I ordered like 3 or 4. But other than that, I think that's all I got. What about you?
Nice. I really didn't look into it. I feel like, for the Prime sale, I feel like I just restock on essentials or things that I use all the time. So like, I feel like I always get my mascara from Amazon. It's just like the, I think it's Maybelline, but it's the Sky High, I think. So I stock up on that. I'm like looking at my order. Got my deodorant. It's like a clean brand. I think it's called like We Evolve Together or something like that.
Is that a new one? I thought you were doing Salt and Stone.
I used the both of them. That one is I'm like a gel. It's a gel and I really like the gel in summer because I feel like it's kind of lighter. I'm like looking at my Amazon orders right now. Oh, I got that pet. Well, it's not, it's like a carpet or furniture cleaner that a lot of people post about. It's green. You've probably seen it. They have like a heavy duty, like pet one, and it like cleans for, it's called like the Bicel is like the brand. I got the pet heavy duty one because we have a white couch and the dogs like lay down up against the couch on the side and they lay up against the same side every time. So it gets like dirty and I just have no idea how you're supposed to clean that. So I'm hoping that this thing cleans it. Got my face wiped. Got some the scrunch Pilates socks.
Love that.
Got some of those, like literally like cotton pads, pimple patches, these hair ties. Truly just like stocking up on the essentials. Like nothing fun or glamorous. Oh, I did get one thing fun. It's like this travertine, like I don't know, you can put like, it's like a Q-tip holder, but you could put pens in it, you could put makeup brushes. But I'm just obsessed with travertine, so it was on sale. So
wait, is it like also a match holder?
This is what it looks like. I'm showing Danielle.
Oh, okay, cute. Because there's one I almost ordered you for your housewarming. And then the one I got you already had. So it's like, cool.
I just love travertine. So yeah, honestly, just stocked up on essentials for the sale. I try not to go too crazy. Because I feel like it gets so overwhelming because there's so much stuff. So if I'm scrolling on Instagram and I see someone post their Prime list, I definitely click it. I love to see what people are buying. So I like go through and see what's on everyone's lists, and then it'll inspire, remind me to be like, oh yeah, I need to get this, or oh yeah, I need to get that. Mm-hmm. So just really essentials. Yeah. But I feel like 3 days is kind of short.
I know. Like, I'm like, today on the fourth day, I'm in the zone and I'm like ready to purchase and it's over. So I guess.
Yeah, I feel like next year. Like it should have just gone through this whole weekend, I feel like, because
I know
we'll have the time to sit down and like go through stuff.
Multiple Prime days, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we're always doing LTK Prime Day sales. Like, I swear.
Yeah.
I'll get them next time.
Love that. Love that attitude. But yeah. Another update. Can we just talk about Justin Bieber's new album? I feel like, first of all, to all the
that
haters.
That was a shock, right? Like, no one knew.
Broken up and like not doing well. I knew it. Yeah. I knew they were good. I knew they've been good this whole time. I did not believe any of the tea, the drama at all. And I'm like, no, they're good. And that's just confirmation.
Yeah, and people think the crash outs were like fully just an album promo. And I guess we'll never know. Have you listened to it fully? I haven't.
I haven't gone all the way through. I've gone through most of it. But like his whole like audio of like standing on business, like was that planned or was that just a random incident that they just took that audio and like made it little crack and then put it on the album?
I kind of feel like it was. I feel like nothing's a coincidence in Hollywood a little bit.
Okay, so like they hired the paparazzi and he pretended to be mad, like, and then he had this like script ready to go. It'd be like,
it's on a song.
It's not really a song. There's a couple, I don't know what they're
audio
called.
Clips?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Where it's like kind of people talking or having a discussion.
Okay.
Which it's giving artsy, and I love it. And as soon as he announces a world tour, it will be trying to get these tickets. Like, I don't even
They're both billionaires at that point. If he really goes on tour, billionaire.
Yeah. But obviously, I feel like if he needs to protect his mental health, he needs to do that and not go on tour. That's fine. But
maybe he's like tour, actually that would be okay. So iconic. And it's all for
genuinely like
publicity. But
and his Eras tour is coming up, and he's literally going to kill it with all the throwbacks. Because like, think about it, all the people from our generation, all the girls, are going to want to go.
Yeah. I want to know if like Gen Z, like, do they know about Justin? Like 10-year-olds?
No. Well, they know about his like newer stuff, but I don't think they know about the iconic
One Time
or like Baby.
Unless Little Girl.
They don't know that. Yeah, exactly. Okay, like, he better bring back One Less Lonely Girl, and he better be bringing a girl up on stage.
No, Haley's like, it's actually only me.
I feel like she doesn't even, she's so secure. Like, she does not even care.
Yeah.
But yeah, so excited for that. Yeah. So that was exciting.
That was exciting. Like, all of a sudden, I remember I just saw a photo of like his, or he posted it, and it was like his track list in Times Square. And I'm like, wait, did we know this was happening? Like, no one knew, right?
I don't think so.
I feel like that's my favorite type of album drop. Like, no promo, just drops the just entire drop album. It. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like interesting timing too, because I feel like Hailey Bieber has her brand trip right now in Mallorca.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah, she's like on her story, she's like posting like reposts of Road in Mallorca, and then randomly there will be a repost about like Justin Bieber's album. Yeah, but honestly, slay for them.
Yeah.
And slay for their baby. What a lucky baby.
I know.
But okay, moving in to influences of the week. I think that's all of our updates for the most part. We both basically got back from travel and are just recovering. So nothing too crazy last week. Okay, what is your current influence of the week?
Okay, I feel like once again this week, I just like have not been buying things that much, but I feel like the things that I am buying and some recent things that I have bought that I just got in all have like beaded details on them. I feel like that's like a really big trend right now. Just like it went from like sequin to beaded and just like intricate, these one-off unique beaded pieces. I feel like Jaded London has a lot of really good ones that I just got in. So just like little skirts or like swim skirts or little tops. So I feel like that's something I've really been loving.
Have you seen people, I don't know where they get their supplies, but they're like making beaded like t-shirts, like they're buying like white t-shirts from somewhere, like Baby Tees, whatever, and then like beading on like a fish or like a seashell or like,
wait, cute. Have you seen that?
I guess no. Super cute.
Like that sounds like it takes a lot of time, right? Like just little beads.
Yeah, I don't know, it's cute though.
If I had a lot of patience, like I feel like that'd be such a therapeutic activity, honestly.
Yeah, like
real cute.
Just a cute side hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep telling myself, I've been saying this on the podcast for like a year that I'm going to learn to crochet. It's actually been a year. And every single time I go to the airport and all my crochet stuff, everyone asks me, and then I'm always like, wow, I could be handing out business cards. And honestly, at this point, my dog is opening my door. At this point, I'm just going to make a business and just do it and then learn to crochet along the way, because I'm like, dang, I'm like passing up so many opportunities. But yeah.
So well, I guess it's still a good time to start because fall's like coming up. So it's like a fall-ish thing. So like you could still start. If you wanted to.
Yeah, that was like seriously the New Year's one of my New Year's resolutions for hobbies I'm starting. But you know.
Well, it's never too late to start. I know. The year's only half over. You still have a whole half a year. So
True. Okay, what's your influence of the week?
My influence is I saw this girl post this like, okay, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I have this pearl bag that's kind of bigger and like rounder. I don't even know how to describe what kind of material this is, but it like every time I post about it, it people ask where it's from, and that one is from a brand called We Are Poolside and is on Revolve, but they don't have it anymore. They have like a newer updated version this year. But I found a bag that is similar to that in like a kind of like slouchy beach style bag, I feel like. So not as structured, but it has that same pearl kind of net look to it. And so I feel like it's such a cute casual bag. So I am loving that. So that's like my influence. And I'm just loving any sort of pearl details. So like pearl jewelry, pearl bags, just like anything pearl. I feel like pearls are so elevated and chic, and I just, they're so pretty, and I feel like it's such a summer vibe. So yeah, love, loving pearls. So, but that bag specifically, probably link it on stories soon because it's so cute.
Yeah, and it's really cute.
It at Dillard's, so random, but that's the only place I could find it. So, you know, shout out Dillard's. But yeah, okay, cool. And then diving into this week's episode of Summer Favorites, we just have a bunch of categories we'll go through. We didn't prep or anything, so these will just kind of be off the top of our head. And yeah. So, okay, first one is Summer Trend. Oh, I feel like we kind of just talked about this, but.
Yeah. Well, I feel like mine is, I feel like Okay, trends. I'm trying to think of specific trend. Okay, mine is like definitely crochet mermaid-y vibes, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we have an aesthetic down here. I think I put aesthetic in here, which is kind of the same thing. But anything that's like very ethereal, mermaid-y, crochet, things along those lines. I really like the one-off unique crochet pieces, but they're kind of hard to find, and shipping is always like really expensive and long, and then I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
I wish I figured this favorite out like 2 months ago, but that's like my favorite thing to wear right now. What's your favorite summer trend?
Trying to think. I honestly think just pearls or chunky bracelets. I think
cute.
Like chunky bangles for the summer trend. I feel like they're so cute this summer, and so many brands have them, and they just, you could be wearing just like a simple cute plain dress and then throw on all your bangles, and it's so cute.
I know, so, I love it. It's so cute.
I think in terms of summer trend, I'm gonna go with bangles, because I feel like we've really, really seen a lot of that this summer so far. Okay, next one is morning routine.
I feel like my morning routine honestly hasn't changed much, but I love it. I think the main thing is for my morning routine, like no matter what time I'm waking up, even if it's legit like 6 a.m., if I have to wake up at 6 a.m., like I will always, for my mental health, know and make sure that I have at least 30 minutes to make my coffee and like sit on the couch and like do a little, like I need to have like a slow morning so I don't wake up and I'm already like rushed in a tizzy. So I'm always, no matter what time it is, even when we have our really early workouts at like 7 a.m., I have to wake up like at least at 6 a.m. Well, I have been like accidentally sleeping through that, but I'll always still make my coffee, sit down, and not feel rushed.
Yeah.
And then I always, 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 while my coffee is, while I'm making my coffee and it's like going and brewing, I always say three things I'm thankful for and three things I'm calling in and like pray for anyone that I need to. And I really like doing that. Because I can't at night. I literally cannot do that at night. I fall asleep immediately. So I do that in the morning. What about you? Favorite summer morning routine?
Well, I feel like being pregnant, my morning routine has really shifted. I've just been a super tired, sleepy girl lately. So I honestly just sleep in until I have to get up for something.
Your morning routine is your afternoon routine.
Yeah. So I sleep in and like just let my body have rest. And then immediately when I get up, the first thing I do is drink water, because I feel like I wake up so parched. I have no idea why. I'm drinking so much water lately, which is so crazy for me because I never used to drink water. I think I drink now 2 to 3 of my water bottles a day of my like simple modern cup.
BB is drinking water.
Which is so crazy. Yeah. So yeah, hydrating first thing in the morning, and then like forcing myself basically to do my morning routine is my morning routine, because then I feel better. Like just obviously like the basic stuff, but like brushing your teeth, washing your face, like brushing your hair. For some reason during pregnancy, those things get really hard. And so like the longer I delay it, then I feel more icky. So I like get up and do those things, and then I immediately feel better, and then I have to pretty much eat right away. So then I'm finally able to eat better. So I've been having like eggs and bacon, and like I cut up a tomato. I love tomatoes right now. And that's my breakfast, and also matcha if I have some, or orange juice. And like getting kind of all that done in the morning is a whole process. But once I do that, then I feel a lot more energized. I think the food like really helps. But getting my skincare, making sure I drink my water, and just like taking care of myself is my current morning routine. Oh, and then I also will always post in the morning too, obviously. But then I'm also trying to go outside and sit on our kind of lounge chair that we have from Business and Pleasure Co. I'm obsessed with it. I've been sitting on that, or I'll just play with the dogs outside for 5 or 10 minutes, and I feel like get some sunshine on my skin as soon as I can in the morning. So that's good. And then I get too hot, and then I go inside, and then I sit on the couch for the day. So, but yeah, I feel like my morning routine is very simple, but just sticking with it and being consistent with that, like, helps my mental health and helps me feel so much better in the morning. So
yeah, this is your first like pregnancy favorites, like,
I know,
super different. Well, not super different, but like different ish.
Yeah. Just different vibes, honestly. Yeah. But okay. Next one is summer. Oh, wait. Song of the summer. Favorite song of the summer.
Mine. I'm having a Gaga summer. Okay. Oh my God. This is right.
I'm going to guess Sabrina, but okay.
No, it's Gaga summer. I'm so excited. I get to see her literally in a week from today. Like, I'm
so excited.
I'm going to lose my shit. Like, I can't even. Oh my God. I'm overwhelmed thinking about it. Seriously. I'm so excited. And we're going to Vegas to see her. And I just feel like it's going to be insane.
Wait, do you have floor? Or no?
I can't remember what you did. Oh my gosh, okay, no. Okay. I wish.
I don't know. It could be chaotic down there.
I know, yeah. Like super chaotic. But yeah, so I am literally just listening to Gaga's new album, like on repeat always, especially leading up to the concert. But that's like literally taken over, like with the songs and things that I'm listening to. My favorite specifically is Garden of Eden. Absolutely. So that's fine. What about you?
Honestly, I feel like I really haven't been listening to music that much. Like, I feel like country doesn't have really anything new out right now. Like, the most kind of recent-ish thing was Morgan Wallen's album. And, like, I like listening to it, but
It was the craziest amount of songs on an album that I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah.
I could not believe. He has, like, 37 songs on his album.
Yeah, it's kind of
crazy.
That
is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That could have been like three albums.
Like, you know, literally, like for him to just release it all in just one album and not have to save it, like, clearly he has a lot, like, in the
works. I just think he does his own thing, and he just,
maybe he just doesn't care. Like, he's like,
yeah, he literally doesn't care because they don't give him awards anyway because he's kind of blacklisted. So, like, what's the point? He's not trying to win anything, and he's like still number one, so it's fine. But I'm like trying to think what song, and I don't think I have a song. Like, honestly, right now, I really love putting YouTube on, like those like cozy ambiance background things, like while I'm sitting on the couch, while I'm napping, like peaceful music. Or when I fly, there's like a playlist on Spotify that I really like. It's like a meditation, just like
I have one of those too.
Calm music. And I feel like that's honestly what I've been listening to lately. So I don't really have like a song that comes to the top of my mind right now. I'm sure I'll think about one later, but I just, nothing is coming to my mind. Okay, and let's see, next one, beach bag.
Okay, favorite beach bag. I have been, honestly, my favorite beach bag has been the same for the past 2 years. It's the Cezanne.
So good.
I don't know why. I guess I just don't get a lot of beach bags, or I don't feel like I need to because I have this one, but it is so sturdy. It's the Cezanne. I don't know what it's called, but it's like huge. It literally holds everything you could ever need and more. And it's so like, it's so sturdy. I just love it so much. It's like held up through so much that I've used it for. I've used it on planes. I've used it obviously at the beach, like just honestly everywhere. I feel like my one and only thing I could add to that bag, if I could, is it doesn't have like a clasp or anything, which is like beach bags usually don't. It's just like open. But sometimes I did use it as my plane carry-on once to the Bahamas, and I just like really wish there was like some sort of clasp, but that one's my favorite. I've used it literally for 2 summers now, and I think I've just not even thought I needed a new one, or even thought about getting other beach bags, because That one is so good. They always have really good beach bags on Cezanne. And then I also feel like Stony Clover, they just sent like so much new stuff recently. And I took it to Hawaii and I just like their quality and their bags are just so fun and cute. I feel like they always have fun new designs and things like that. So I feel like they have really cute smaller bags for the beach right now that I absolutely love. So yeah, what about you?
Love that. Yeah, I love that Cezanne one. I just wish it had a zipper, something.
Yeah, like something to just like make it feel a little bit more secure.
Yeah. But I feel like for me, I use my Loewe tote a lot. And I'm really happy about that because that was the whole reason I bought it. And I was like, I really want like one nice beach bag that I'm really gonna like and love and use it for years to come. And so I feel like I've had it for 2 or 3 years now at this point, and I've taken it on all my summer trips. Like I use that as my carry-on, and I feel like it's so cute. It looks cute in photos. It's pretty roomy for what it is, because it is the larger one. So yeah, I love that one, I think. And then I also have a Monday one. I haven't used that one recently though, because it's like really big and it doesn't, it only has like handles, like you can't put it over your shoulder. So I feel like it gets really heavy really fast if you're like throwing so much in it. Like you can fit so much, like you could fit your towels, your water, your snacks, but it just gets heavy, which is kind of annoying that there's no strap or anything. But yeah, I think my Loewe one is like such a good investment. I'm very happy with that bag. Okay. Favorite brand to shop from?
The first one that comes to mind is like the most recent one I just ordered from, because I keep saying my Australian brand, which like truly that's like what I've been shopping all summer, is just like the Australian girlies and those brands. But I just ordered from Jaded London and I'm honestly really...
I forgot about them.
I did too. And then I think they got served an ad for like their new summer stuff. And it's very, very, it's like kind of expensive-ish for like what I thought Jaded London was. Like, for example, I just ordered this like swim skirt and I'm pretty sure it was $150 for like this little beaded swim skirt. But it's so cute. Like, it's so cute. And I feel like they have...
Because that's cute.
No. No. Okay. I do have to show it to you now. So
I'm like looking on their Instagram right now.
It's like they have three colors.
I feel like they changed their look. Like it's definitely getting more elevated and like less fast fashion vibes.
It's just like such good quality. Okay, it's this one. And honestly, it doesn't even do it justice. Like it's really pretty in person. And I feel like they have really unique little pieces right now. Like I also, this one, I got a really like interesting one, but it's again, so cute in person. Like this one.
Oh, so cute. I would have like, never guessed Jaded London.
Right. And I feel like I'm just seeing, I really am seeing the same pieces all over Instagram. And I'm kind of just like really bored of the places we're all shopping at right now. So I could go thrifting, but I really just don't have the patience or time. So I'm just like looking for little beaded or little summery pieces that look like a little more unique. So I really love my most recent purchase with them, even though it was like 4 items and it was very expensive, but I think it was worth it. So I guess them at this current moment. Love what about you?
Okay, favorite shop. Okay, I feel like Zara has been really good lately.
Oh yeah, I just looked yesterday.
For summer vacay vibes and like really good like designer inspired pieces and whatnot. I feel like a lot of brands have just like have been having their summer drops all back to back. So it's kind of been a lot, but I feel like We Wore What has really good affordable summer pieces. And then Helsa just had a drop on Revolve. So that was really cute. I feel like I always order like one piece. I just honestly love to collect those pieces. But yeah, everything is so cute, but kind of like being pregnant is kind of hard because I'm like, I don't know what's going to fit me or how things are going to look. Yeah, and then it's
temporary.
So, yeah.
Well, so I'm just like, size up yet? Like, have you like gotten anything? Like,
I haven't really ordered any like clothes yet, basically. Yeah. Like, my jeans definitely don't fit anymore because it would have to be low rise, which is your hip measurement and not your waist measurement. So that was an interesting experience. I was like, okay, that's a no for the jeans. But all my stretchy pants that I already have still fit. Like all my sweats, all my like beachy pants, all my like cotton linen pants, they all still fit the stretchy ones. And I feel like that's kind of what I've been wearing anyway. So yeah, I feel like I don't know if I have like a favorite brand, but it's more of just like when these brands do drops. But because like I'm trying to think, I bought one dress from Helsa. I feel like I've really been shopping from Zara a lot this summer. So I think I'm going to go with Zara because I got my bangles from there and I'm obsessed with them. And it's like so crazy because they were like, I don't know how this happens, but they kept saying coming soon. And then I would check like every day and like for 2 weeks, they said coming soon. And all of a sudden I refreshed and they were able to add to cart. I added to cart immediately, checked out, bought them and went back to refresh to like share the link on my stories to be like, oh, my favorite bangles are, you know, in stock and they were sold out already. Or like it switched back to coming soon.
Like, and I don't get it. Notifications.
Yes, but I never get notifications. And I sign up with multiple emails because I sign up with my Gmail because I feel like that's less likely to go to spam or it goes to kind of like your promotions. Whereas like my Yahoo's, I feel like we'll just push those to spam. I don't know. So I never get.
I'll sign up. Like, for example, I literally just did this for a necklace the other day. I got the notification, like, I want to say 4 hours later, and it was in stock. And then you literally have to buy it at that moment, and then it'll be out of stock again.
Yes.
Like, within maybe 10 minutes. So I was going to say, if you're doing the notifications, but I don't know why it's not sending to you.
No, I'm just a psycho. And I just check every day, like multiple times a day. And because then it becomes a game and this chase, and then you feel really accomplished when you get it. And then another set of bangles was the same situation where it was like coming soon. And I got them, but then they like went out of stock. And I'm just like, were these even on sale? Like, did they even go on your website? Like, what is happening?
Weird.
So
they have a weird like business model, I feel like.
But I mean, if you can snag something or you're shopping in person, I just feel like Zara has been so good. Who's I was talking to someone the other day and they said that Zara is able to take a piece from like concept, from an idea, and design and produce and put in stores within 10 days, which is wild. Usually that process takes months and months and months.
I feel like that must have been Erin.
But like, no. I went to Vandevoort the other day and she was telling me about this.
Dang.
Yeah. 10 days. That's crazy. So that's why when designers like have their runway shows, Zara can put out a dupe. That basically immediately. So, but yeah, I love Zara. Love you, Zara. Okay. Next one is beauty product for the summer.
I feel like my two core favorite beauty products would be my Tan Luxe. Like, that's literally non-negotiable. I use it every single week. My water spray Tan Luxe, even though Alyssa just told me, unfortunately, she found out it's not safe for pregnancy, which is really sad. I'm kind of just like,
I told her to plan ahead. She was like, keep it in mind for the future.
I just like was hoping they were really clean. Wait, is it because of the ingredients or because it's a spray bottle?
Both.
Oh, okay. Maybe I need to send them an email and be like, please, like,
come out with something.
We need
clean.
a clean. I don't know, but I literally use that every single week. It's my holy grail tanner. I just feel like it's super easy and it always comes out good for me, like every single time. So tried and true tanner. And then I love just like a dewy skin tint with SPF. I feel like that's my favorite thing to just wear in the summer over foundation if I can. My favorite is the Say SPF skin tint, and then I also really like the Hourglass skin tint, but I don't think the Hourglass one has SPF, but it's such a pretty, it looks so pretty on the skin. But if not, I'm putting the Super Goop like dewy SPF underneath that, and that one's really pretty. So
It's like at this point, if your skin tint doesn't have an SPF, what are you doing?
Like, what's the point? Yeah, like there's no point because I'm gonna have to put on two products instead of one, and that say one. I can just use that, but it must be like because it looks so pretty on the skin, but I'm assuming it's because there's no SPF in it and it's like a different sort of formula. But yeah, so I guess those two.
Yeah,
those
are my favorite. Yeah, Say and Hourglass are one of my top favorite beauty brands. But I feel like my go-to, especially if I'm swimming in the ocean or something, is the Color Science SPF skin tint. I think that's what it is. It like when you put it on your skin, it's white, and then when you rub it in, it like matches your skin tone. Like I think it like has that like pH thing in it where it like matches, so it completely like that's covers so everything cool. basically, and it is also skincare, so I feel like it's good on your skin and it just blends really well, and it just like gives such a nice coverage that maybe if you have some red spots or dark spots, it just kind of lightly evens things out and can just like make you feel confident in your skin when you're going out, even if you don't want to wear a ton of makeup. So I feel like I've been doing that, and that's if I'm like getting in the water or like being in the sun, because I know that SPF is good. But if I'm not, then I usually use Say or Hourglass. Mm-hmm. And then I love like adding just like a liquid blush or something like Rode or Rare Beauty. I'm trying to think of other ones. As like adding blush on top of that a little bit. Yeah. Just to, I didn't know we're supposed to pick one, but I have one more. It's just my lashes that I have from Revel Lash. Like, I cannot get over these things. I'm so obsessed. I have them on at all times now. I just, like, I don't know. My eyelashes are such a struggle for me. So it's like, I have to wear fake lashes, basically. Otherwise, it looks like I have no eyelashes. And so with summer, you're not usually wearing as heavy of makeup. And so I feel like having these on, one, I don't even have to worry about doing my lashes, which is so nice. Because I just have not found a mascara that truly works for me and gives me that look that I'm going for. And I'm not trying to glue on lashes to go to the beach, you know? So it's like that middle ground of like natural looking lashes, and then they last for like 2 weeks. I actually stretched one pair out to 3 weeks when I wasn't wearing a lot of makeup. And I was like, I love that. Slay.
Because wait, were you swimming with them in Turks?
Yeah.
Can you swim with them? Oh my God, that's crazy. Okay, I keep forgetting to get the glue. That's what I need to do after this.
I'm writing this down. They're so good. So I'm obsessed with them. I feel like they look so natural, and I feel like they're good quality. They last a while, and like I hate doing my lashes, so not having to do them just gives me so much peace of mind. Honestly, it's really good for my mental health. So yeah, I had to mention these too because I'm obsessed. Okay, next one is place or vibe to travel to.
Obviously for me, it is like very tropical vibes, which is such a switch up for me. I seriously was not into tropical vacation or vibes for the past like 4-5 years, I want to say. Like, I just like never was interested. I think because my family only did tropical vacations like when I was growing up. Like, we only went to like Mexico or I don't even know. And I think I just like needed the city vibes, like Europe and that for a while. And now I feel like I'm like, wait, I actually love beachy tropical again. So anywhere that's giving that vibe, anywhere that's like mermaid.
Okay, but like, what's your favorite?
Okay, like honestly, I was not expecting to love the Bahamas as much as I did. Like, it was so nice. Like, I would go back in a heartbeat, truly. I just, looking back at those photos in the water, I mean, like, Turks is the same thing. Wait, I forgot. Yeah. Turks and Caicos too. Like, so fun when I went for your wedding for the first time. But, like, the water on that side of the, like, just the Caribbean is so beautiful. It is not anything like over here or even Hawaii. Like, Hawaii is not at all.
See, okay, I feel like you're catching on now. Like, that's where I've been. It's like,
yeah.
Hawaii is so pretty, and it like it gets
it's like
it done.
This magical spiritual feel for me. Yeah, and then the Caribbean is just like, but so like, tropical and amazing.
Yeah, the Caribbean water is just insane.
Yeah, It really is. Like, I saw freaking starfish in the wild in the Bahamas. Like, that was crazy. So, yeah, I freaking love it. I do really love the Caribbean.
Love that. Mine is Turks. I'm so obsessed with Turks so much. I love it so much. It's just, like, such a peaceful, calming place for me. And I love going there, even though it is, like, a whole travel situation to get there. It doesn't feel like that for me because I just feel like, once I am there, it's all so worth it. And it's just like, I don't know, I feel like I get the feeling that you get when you're in Hawaii, just like peaceful, relaxing, like my soul kind of belongs here vibes. And it's just like such a simple island too. Like there's not a ton, there's like no shopping. Like they do not have designer stores. Mm-hmm. There is like nothing. They have basically all they have is like touristy, what is it? Just like souvenir stores and shops and trinkets, and that's basically it. So I feel like there's like not the distraction of that, and just like the beaches are so beautiful, the water is so beautiful, and it's just like such a pretty place to be. So
yeah, it's so like stunning.
That is like my favorite place.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Next one is. Favorite summer drink?
My favorite summer drink, well, it's kind of like the same year round, but I'm just like such a coffee girly, and I judge a coffee place based on their hazelnut latte. Like I just love a hazelnut latte. But now recently I love banana bread, and banana bread lattes are like the new thing. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, yeah, it's like the new thing right now. So I'm
like, where
trying to like coffee. So I guess it's like pretty easy to make. Like I saw recipes on how to make the banana bread, like syrup. And it's just like sauteing bananas with like, it's like sauteing bananas. And like, there's like, I think you put like maple syrup in it and like, I don't know. And then you like drizzle it into your coffee. But a lot of these coffee places now are, doing banana bread lattes. So that's what I got this morning. And I was obsessed. I'm trying banana bread lattes around San Diego. If you're a San Diego girly, Olive Cafe in Mission Beach has a really good one.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh. That is so funny. We used to go there all the time when I lived in BB. That was Andrew's favorite place for breakfast. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so cute. We were there. That's so funny. Morning.
Yeah.
It's really good. And then also going on the heels of coffee. In the Bahamas, they showed me this thing that like literally changed my life. Not to be dramatic, but they serve iced coffee with an orange slice and you squeeze the orange into your iced coffee. And I was like, what? And then I tried it and it was amazing. Oh, it's so good. It's literally so good. It's like, it's just like such a good combo of like a little bit of like this like sweet citrusy in your coffee, and you would never, I would never, ever, ever think to do it. But now it's just so refreshing. And I feel like that's a good summer
iced drink.
If for coffee girlies like me.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? What are you drinking this summer?
For me, I love some fresh squeezed orange juice. Mm-hmm. I always get back on that kick in summer. And then, I just love an iced strawberry rose matcha with almond milk from Holy Matcha. Yummy. They're so good. So refreshing. Just feel like they just hit that craving spot so well,
especially in the summer, I feel like.
And it's just such a good drink, and I like get them to go, so then I have the cups in my fridge, but then I feel like I'm making it at home because then I have my pretty cups and I put the ice in my pretty cup and then I pour the matcha from their cup into my cup and then I stir it and I'm just like feeling like I'm making it at home.
Yeah.
But it's so good. I just like love cold matcha. So like I love putting extra ice. I love ice. It's so funny. Like it's a very Arizona thing because like a lot of places don't give you ice with your drinks. And I'm just like, can I please have a full cup of ice? Like I want my water to be so cold, please. Thank you. But yeah, that's mine. I feel like, I don't drink coffee. So my go-to is matcha. Favorite show to watch?
Well, right now, we've been talking about it a little bit, but I am hooked on Love Island. Alyssa does not like this season, and she told me to watch last season, so I started last season as well. But with this being my first season, I'm hooked. So I'm like, okay, then I'm probably going to love last season. So, and I've seen so many people talk about last season with like,
that was like the best season ever.
Yeah. So,
and I've seen almost all of them from every franchise. So like, yeah, that was really big
coming from you, I feel like. So I'm like 4 episodes in, I want to say, but yeah, usually I don't like shows like that much, but this, like, I finally get it now. So that's the show I'm watching. I feel like nothing else has really been out. Like, nothing super good.
Did you see for the summer I turned pretty, they're releasing episodes weekly. Like, they're not going to do the whole season at one time. Okay, which
I did see that.
Literally angers me.
Wait, is it on is it Netflix?
Yes, which is release an entire season. Yeah. What's the point?
So Netflix is catching on. Like, people are talking about it every single week. If it's not a dump.
Netflix has so many of their own shows, though.
Like, I know. It is so nice when it's a dump, but honestly, yeah, people are talking about the show for like literally weeks. It seems like it's such a better investment and strategy.
Okay, then do it every day, like Love Island, then, if that's what you're gonna do. True. Like, they're literally doing it weekly, so that's really annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite show to watch, I'm trying to think. I love reality TV. So honestly, anything in the Bravo universe, like, love all the Bravo celebrities, like all the franchises of Real Housewives. Right now, Real Housewives of Miami is on, and Real Housewives of Orange County just started. So I've been watching those. I loved Real Housewives of New York City, like the NYC, the reboot. They had like a completely new cast. I know it's kind of controversial, but I thought it was pretty good. Beverly Hills is my favorite, but it's not on right now. But I just love anything in Bravo, like The Valley. Mm-hmm. What else is Bravo? Do you like that was new... like Vanderpump Villa.
Next Gen
NYC. Love that. I mean, it's only good, I feel like, if you kind of
like
know their families, yeah, because then it kind of makes sense. But if you had no ties, you probably would be a little confused.
The toast, I think, doesn't like it, or someone doesn't. No, I think I was listening to the Vile Files, and they were like,
okay, his podcasts are so long. Like, I'm like, if you are having a guest on, have your episode be the guest. That's it. Like, sometimes I'll have guests on, and they'll be like the last 20 to 30 minutes. And I'm like,
okay, actually, I wasn't listening to the Vile Files. They were a guest on Jackie and Friends, or Nick was. And so Jackie was asking him what they were watching, and they were like,
okay, I'm still working my way through that.
Okay. Yeah. I think they stopped watching Next Gen or something. I forget what he said.
I like it.
You should listen to it, because he like, or at least that episode, because he was like saying all the ones he was listening to and which ones weren't worth it or something. Okay. And I'm like, I feel like these are hot takes.
I mean, I feel like I just need shows to watch at this point, so I'll pretty much watch anything. But yeah, I find those shows enjoyable. I love watching people with just like crazy lavish lifestyles, and like,
yeah,
it's just so crazy.
Also, it's interesting, because like his show, he gets pre-screeners for all of them, and he gets paid to watch them, so I'm sure it's like you're way more of a harsher critic. And that's how they like, and the toast was saying, like, Jackie was like, oh, we get some of those too, and that's how we're able to like watch them all in time and like talk about them on the podcast. So I was like, oh, that's tea, like, makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, love that. But I'm trying to think. Oh, and like, I love all the home selling shows, but I feel like there's none on right now. None of them. And I feel like summer's the best time to have these shows on.
Giving summer.
Yeah, all of them. Or like the one that you liked with what's her face?
Selling the City?
Is that what it was? Can't remember.
Selling the City? Buying the City?
I don't know. There's like so many, but I love them all.
Yeah.
And then I recently started Below Deck, because like I'm running out of shows. And honestly, it's like pretty good. Like, these yachts are so crazy.
I'm intrigued. Maybe I'll try to start.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, actually, after I finish this Love
Up, I'm like, you have a lot to work on.
Yeah. I have my homework.
Yeah. So, okay, but yeah, that's like shows. If I had to pick, I would just say Bravo. If it falls under the Bravo umbrella, I'll watch it. Okay, next one. Favorite summer scent.
Ooh, okay. I feel like I'm like finally getting into scents and like actually really knowing what scents I like and like switching them up. I never understood, just like lotion, I never understood people's obsession. Like I get perfume, but I never understood the whole rotating scents for like certain things. Like I literally was like, wait, why would, like if you have a favorite perfume, just wear that. Like always.
Yeah,
but I feel like I have a good rotation now. This is so random, but I actually love the clean sparkling sugar one. Like I seriously love it. It's so fresh. I will wear that in the day if I'm just like running errands, if I'm meeting someone for like something very very casual and I want to smell clean. I literally love that scent. Like it just smells so good to me. Okay. If I'm going to the beach and it's a summery vibe, I love Josie Moran's body like mist perfume situations. They smell so good. Golden Hour literally smells like summer. It's amazing. And then, oh, also that same, if I'm doing like this one, okay, this one is more like evening vibes, but I love the one you gave me, the Fleur. What is it? I have it right here.
Vanilla skin.
So good. Love that one. That one's like evening nightish for me. And then my favorite night one is still the Tom Ford Ombre Leather. Or I do really like the YSL Cherry Opium. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
That was like literally vibe. I'm sorry. But like I have times of days that I have to like, I literally have a perfume for like each time of the day. Like rotating 2 hours.
Love that. Okay,
so now I get it. Okay, I get the scent thing.
Love that for you.
Yes, I do want to try the one you put on your story because it sounded so nice.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. Yeah,
okay.
I've been wearing this nonstop. It's the Fleur. It's beach skin and it just smells so good. It's truly like summer in a bottle, and like I love their aesthetics and I love that they're clean. Like I don't know if I'm gonna be this like clean crunchy mom, but like I feel like I'm trying to incorporate clean products, and I just feel like we are very lucky that there's a lot of clean brands that are aesthetic these days. I feel like at the beginning it didn't used to, but now there's like so many, like Necessaire, Salt and Stone, Fleur, like we have so many options. But yeah, Beach Skin, I think it comes in a set. There's Beach Skin and then Peach Skin.
Beach and Peach.
I'm sure I have that, but I've just been taking Beach Skin everywhere with me. They gifted me the big bottle and I ended up buying the small one to travel with.
Can you like, are they in person anywhere? Like, can you smell, like, are they in Sephora?
Like,
I want to smell their scents. I feel like
I'm honestly not sure.
Interesting. Like, where am I going to smell this? I guess if you're wearing it,
yeah.
I'll
smell you.
I heard but there's like a good one from, is it Le Labo or what's the other aesthetic one?
Jo Malone?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. There's one that's like a beach one that is an expensive brand that people like, and I forget what it's called, but I really want to try that one too. I just love love a scent. So nowadays, finally catching on to these things.
Okay. Yeah, love that. Okay, favorite item in your closet?
For summer, I'm going to have to say, like, a flowy white mini dress is my favorite thing in my closet because I'm wearing that, like, at all times of the day to run errands, to go to the beach, for literally anything, like, for dinners. I love a good flowy mini dress, and it has to be, like, the perfect amount of flow. So I think that's my favorite item. Yeah,
I think same vibes, but I love a flowy maxi dress, and I want it to be touching the ground. Like, I don't want a midi. Okay. I hate that mid-length. Like, I want maxi fully covering. Again, like, being pregnant, it's just so easy. Like, you literally don't have to think, which is so nice. True. And you just pull that on. I just got one from L Space, and I'm obsessed. It's just, like, this white flowy dress, and it's just you don't have to think, and it's cute. So I feel like same vibe for sure for summer,
a good flowy dress. Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we've kind of talked about summer aesthetic. I mean, I'm liking pearls, you're liking mermaid vibes.
Yes, mermaid girl. Okay, girl.
Okay, so then on to the next one, which is type of summer day. What is your favorite type of summer day?
Okay, I could be really basic and just say like your average beach day, but I guess I'll like dive into a specific day in my life, summer day. Okay, I'm getting up early. I'm going on a beach walk, clearing my mind. Amazing. And it has to be really early. Like, I'm just going to describe my summer day in Hawaii because I feel like they were very low-key and healing. Like, lovely. We had to walk at, 6:30 in the morning because it would get really hot. So, literally, 6:30 in the morning, beach walk, make your coffee, get home, do some sort of workout after the walk. And then, literally, having no plans is my favorite type of summer day, actually. No plans at all. You have nowhere to be. No commitments. Ugh, wow, this is music to my ears. this is my favorite type of summer day. Literally my ideal. And then going to the beach or being by the water and yeah, just a lot of time to yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
I feel like mine is I love getting up for sunrise, but also sleeping in is so nice too. So I feel like I have internal struggle of which one, but if I'm being so productive, getting up, watching the sunrise, whether that's going to the beach from a hotel room, from wherever you can see the sunrise, I think is so peaceful. And I love seeing other people that are up that early too. Something so peaceful about that. And then, yeah, I love going to the beach in the morning, having a beach day, or eating breakfast before, I think. Yeah, breakfast first, then beach, hang out there. And then usually I don't really love being at the beach when it's the hottest part of the day. So from noon to 3, I like to be inside, cool down, refresh, have a nice lunch, a nice salad, crunchy salad with some shrimp on it, so yum. Refreshing. I love that. Having some tropical fruit, watermelon, pineapple, coconut, yes. Whatever. And then once it starts to cool down again, go back to the beach, and then this time go swimming and get in, and then do that for an hour or two, and then get out, and then get ready for dinner, have a nice dinner, and if you're by the beach, listen to the waves at night.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be my ideal type of summer day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you said, having no plans or really anywhere to be or anything to do, that was kind of what we did for our whole Turks trips, really, was just we had nothing going on except for our boat ride. And that was honestly so nice to not have to be anywhere at a certain time, whatever.
Yeah,
definitely recommend. Okay, what is your favorite wellness practice?
This is really random and not really a wellness practice, but I literally forgot about ashwagandha for months, and then I took it again. I've been taking it again this week, and I actually can't believe the difference in my moods. I feel so much more calm and less chaotic and more present when I take it, which is so unfortunate that you can't take that when you're pregnant. And I'm what's the alternative here? Because whenever that happens for me, I'm what the fuck am I gonna do? But
yeah,
I really like making sure I take that because I feel like it changes my day and I'm more mindful. So I guess that's kind of a wellness practice. And getting myself to go to things like yoga or cacao ceremonies. Not yoga. Well, I have been trying to go to yoga, honestly. It really does take a lot for me to go to a yoga class because I'm one of those girlies where I'm still and this might change in a few months and I'll be what was I talking about? But I seriously think they can be so boring if you don't go to the right one. But I'm trying to get into it because it's supposed to be boring because
yeah.
You're supposed to be very mindful and be sitting in the slowness and the stillness. And I think that's what I'm really always trying to practice. So I went to one at Soul Plunge in San Diego and it was, oh my God, that's the slowest type of yoga, but it's my old Reiki teacher and she started teaching there. It's called yin yoga. And yin yoga is the slowest type of yoga you can do.
That's the type of yoga I love. Yeah. I just want to sit here and breathe.
Yes. It's pretty much like, it's like these weird positions that like really stretch you. But it's also like very mindful. So I've been trying to go to that at least like maybe a couple times a month. And I feel like that just like drastically improves my mood. So I'm like, I'm glad when I go, but it's also really far from me. So I guess like the overall theme here is like sitting in stillness.
Love that.
What about you?
I think in terms of a wellness practice that I want to get more consistent with again is just walking. I feel like walking is so good for you, and there's so many benefits for your health, and it's just like really good for your body. And I feel like it's kind of underrated, the benefits of walking. So kind of stopped when I got pregnant. So I definitely want to start that up again. Even if it's just like a quick walk around my neighborhood, I feel like it's good for your body to have movement. It's good for your mental health. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I love, and I used to like walking a lot. Well, not like walking in a city, like walking on a treadmill or like walking in my neighborhood. Yes. I don't like walking when I'm traveling.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Next question is favorite summer jewelry brand.
Okay, I guess I'll say the one that I just bought from, because I have been looking at this necklace for so long on Revolve, and I finally like bought it and splurged. It is like so expensive for what it is, but like I just had to have it. Like, it was so cute. It's from the brand Julietta, and it's the, if you guys have seen it on my Instagram, it's like a pink, like it's like pink beads, and then it's a huge like white in the middle. And it's so pretty, and I ordered it finally, and I was like, please be worth it, please be worth it. And I feel like it is, honestly. It's so beautiful, and I just love like a big chunky shell in the middle of a necklace for summer. So it's two brands. It's Julietta, and then they also have another one on Revolve that is kind of like the same price point. It's more expensive. Stunning seashell jewelry. It's called like Brinker and something. I don't remember the second part of the brand, but the first part of the brand is Brinker plus something. I guess those two, but I ordered from Julietta and it was really cute, but I haven't ordered from the other brand, but I really think they have stunning pieces that are very unique. So I guess that brand, that's like my most recent one that I've been loving.
Is it Brinker and Eliza?
Yeah, that Brinker and Eliza.
Okay, they have really cute
stuff. It's just like, dang, it's so, the necklace I ordered was like close to 300. I'm like, oh my God. But it's just so beautiful. And I hope I wear it for like every summer, because I still have a necklace I wear every
single. This is the Brinker and Eliza one?
Yeah, Brinker and Eliza one. And the necklace I ordered from, which also I think they have it in white instead of pink, is Julietta. And it's so beautiful.
How do you find these brands?
They're on Revolve, so I'm just like searching, and then I saw it literally in January. Like, I have been she is so cute. I've been debating on it since January or February. I remember it was before my first Hawaii trip in beginning of March, so I've been sitting on this for so long, and I finally did it, and it's so cute. It literally just like makes the outfit. So I love her. Love the brand.
Love that.
What about you?
I bought some pieces from Heaven Mayhem for my honeymoon trip. It's like, there are these like white earrings that I wore pretty much the whole trip. I don't know. I feel like they're just so beachy, and they like kind of look shell-like, but they're not. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of sold out. And then I bought another necklace that was like a shell on basically a string, I think. But it was string.
Really cute.
So then you can tie it like either short or have it kind of long if you have like a low cut shirt. And that was really cute too. It just sucks because I feel like I want to go and link and share them, but they're sold out. And I don't
think. Wait, that was Heaven Mayhem too?
The shell?
Yeah. Oh, that was so cute.
Yeah. So I feel like those were such cute pieces, and I felt like I kept grabbing them. Again, Zara has really good jewelry, like affordable beach jewelry. I feel like before they had their sale, they had a lot, but then after their sale, a lot of it sold out. But like that starfish necklace that I have, I feel like I got so many compliments on it, and it's from Zara, and it was like $30-something bucks, I think. Like, it wasn't anything crazy.
Affordable.
So, yeah, I feel like those are kind of like my go-to right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, favorite type of workout.
Okay, I have to say I'm so bored of Pilates. I'm trying to like figure out if, I don't know, I'm just so bored. Really, what I've been doing is weightlifting and walking 10K steps. I switched my Aura Ring activity goal to 10K steps. So that's like all I see when I go on the app. And I feel like that's been really helpful because I've actually, when I see it and I'm actively trying to hit the 10K steps, I can do it pretty easily because we walk Kylo like twice a day and it's usually like 30-ish minutes. And so if I actually stick to that, like I easily hit 10K steps, but I have to be pretty mindful about it. Usually it's like 10 to 12. So I feel like that's what I've been doing. I'm trying to see if I want to just like cancel my Pilates and take a break for a bit, or if I'm just like in a lull, because I feel like Pilates is one of those workouts where if you take too much time off, it's like so hard to get back into it and it feels hard and the movements are just like, I don't know. So I'm kind of like in that period right now. So yeah. What about you?
I feel like for me, I still do Pilates. I've been doing Pilates once a week and weightlifting once a week, and I feel like that's good for me now that I got my energy back. If I do anything more than that, I feel so exhausted because it's like I'll work out and then the next day I'll be completely wiped out. So like I kind of have to plan like, okay, if I'm working out this day, don't plan anything the next day because I'll be so tired. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like the Pilates is really good because it's kind of, well, I mean, it's like kind of stretching stuff. Like you're like extending your body, you know, like full extension and like that.
Yeah.
And then weightlifting, I feel like is really good for you, especially pregnant. I feel like it's so good to just keep your body strong. So one time a week for both of those right now. And that's been, I feel like work like good for me. Cause I feel like weightlifting is like such a different mindset than Pilates. Like I feel like weightlifting, I have to try really hard and like focus and like breathe. Whereas like Pilates is more flow and casual and breathe. Mm-hmm. And like, it's still hard for me, but it's like more relaxing in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Laying down.
Right.
So.
And it's
but yeah. Okay, next thing is favorite quote or mantra.
Okay, mine is short and sweet. Peace is productive. Period.
Love that. Mine's peace literally the same, but the word rest.
Rest is productive. Love that. Okay. Obsessed with that.
That's good. That's so good. Yeah, I think for me, just like with pregnancy, so I'm such a productive person and I like to do things. I like to feel like I'm accomplishing things. I like to write things down on a to-do list and then check them off. And then like, I feel like with pregnancy, it just kind of like knocks you on your feet. And so you kind of have to like be okay with not doing much and doing anything and not having anything on your schedule. I feel like I'm adjusting to that and getting used to that. And then I remind myself like rest is productive. Like you are being productive by resting. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really good one for you to keep in mind throughout your pregnancy. I feel like, can you even imagine like how different the mindset is and stuff?
Right.
Like you have to.
Right. It's like you don't really have a choice. Like I want to do all the things. Yeah. I want to go to the events. I want to travel and whatnot. But like literally it's impossible. And like there's just no brain capacity for that. So like.
Right.
And it's so I'm like, okay, I'm being productive, growing a full on baby.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Productive.
Can you imagine like your body is like
no
in there like creating a little baby.
Crazy.
Like that takes so much energy. Yeah. And
yeah, they say like, I don't know what it is, but like your blood volume increases by a lot. So then like your body's like working to circulate everything all the time. So I'll be like, why am I so tired? I didn't do anything today. And then I have to remind myself I was being productive by restings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, okay, next one is favorite way to relax or ground yourself.
Well, again, like taking my little ashwagandha. And saying this mantra over and over again, peace is productive, because I I just feel like at all times of the day, I feel unproductive if I'm not doing something. Like, and then I have to remember, like, when I'm in my peaceful flow state is when I am the most creative and can do the most things. And I can't get there if there's not like a peace period. So, saying my little mantras, really trying to find comfort in the stillness. And yeah, I'm kind of getting back into like going to my little spiritual thingies, like cacao ceremonies and whatnot. And I have loved getting back into that. And that always grounds me.
Love that. Yeah. Mine is literally touching grass.
like touching grass and laying on the couch.
Yeah. So touching grass. So like when I go out to play with my dogs, like doing it barefoot in the grass when I play with them.
Okay.
Like literally. And then, yeah, relax, literally laying down, being horizontal, and, like, watching a TV show is so relaxing to me, but not a show that you have to pay super close attention to. Just, like, that's, like, why I think I like reality so much, because you don't have to be completely tuned in the whole time. I really don't think I like shows like that. Like, I want to, like, relax, like, not have to think about much and just kind of enjoy what's in front of me. And so... yeah, I think that's why I like reality, because you literally don't have to think. So
yeah,
that's what I've been doing to relax and ground myself. And the last one is favorite productivity hack.
I'm like, I wrote some of these and I don't know why it ended with productivity hack, and I should have just ended with like ways to relax, but whatever. Productivity hack, I would say, I think I mentioned this in a previous episode, I can't remember, but like setting little alarms on my phone to do certain tasks like really keeps me on track. And also setting realistic to-do lists. I think that was like my biggest downfall for so long, was like my to-do list would be literally so long and it wasn't realistic and I was just aiming way too high. And I think it's like, you're not a failure for like not, I don't like, you know, I guess failure is not the right word, but it's like, you're not more productive just because there's more on your to-do list. Like, I just think that sets you up for failure. So realistic to-do list and setting time blocks.
Love that. I feel like for me, I like just having lists and different types of lists. So like I'll have a list for the full week. So like I have things that I want to accomplish within that week. There's no like nothing time sensitive. I just want to get it done within the week. So if I have a slow moment, then I'll do that. And then I'll have like day lists. So like what I want to get done that day. But also in the back of my head, knowing that these lists are flexible so that if I don't get something done that day, like the next day is perfectly fine as well. So not putting pressure on myself to be like, okay, well, this is Monday's to-do list, it has to be done. Obviously, if there's deadlines, then that's different. But I think with deadlines too, I like to give myself cushion. So I usually like to complete things like at least a couple days in advance. That way, like if something doesn't work out or like the lighting's bad that day, or I don't like my makeup or I don't like my hair, then I can be like, I'll just do it tomorrow then.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, to be productive is just like having my lists in front of me, like written down, knowing what I have coming up, what I need to do, like when I need to rest, like to plan just everything. I feel like that's how I am the most productive. And then, yeah, I have alarms set for posting times, because then I don't have this pressure of like, oh, like don't forget to post, don't forget to post. Like I just have alarms set. So I have like my morning alarm, I have my night alarm, and then my alarm goes off and then I do my post. And then I feel like that's productive for me, because then I'm not like stressing about it all day or not forgetting. I just like, oh, alarm goes off. Okay, I post. So I feel like those are the main things for me right now, my conserving energy state that I am in. So yeah, that is our summer favorites for 2025. Love these episodes. I feel like they're always so fun. I love listening to what people are into. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yeah, our listener of the week is Nicole. Her Instagram handle is at Nicole Eshero. She is a supportive queen. We really appreciate when she tags us in her stories and when all of you guys do, but it means so much to us. She's also a Midwest girly, just like the cutest, wholesome vibe. She has really cute videos, and she's just a stunning queen. So shout out to you, Nicole. We really appreciate you.
Yes, we appreciate all the story shares and the tags. Mm-hmm. It means so much to us when you guys share and tag us, because that just helps our podcast. So we appreciate it so much. But I think that's pretty much it for the episode this week. Hope you guys have an amazing summer week, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.